I look high, I look low, I'm looking everywhere I go, looking for a home in the heart of the country.
I've heard the term food insecurity being used a lot in conversations about issues or problems that face people in our community. And I know that food insecurity is a euphemism for hunger. All this talk has made me wonder, what is the face of hunger in northern Minnesota? How widespread is it? And what's being done about it? I recently put these questions to Susan Estee, Executive Director of Second Harvest North Central Food Bank in Grand Rapids, an organization that covers an area from International Falls to Princeton.
Well, the technical definition for food insecurity is people don't have reliable access to a sufficient quantity of affordable, nutritious food. People who suffer from food insecurity go hungry sometimes. Some people are hungry all the time, and some people are hungry every month because their resources run out. Some families struggle with constant food insecurity. They are never able to access enough resources to meet their basic needs. But most people kind of go in and out. Sometimes, or most of the time, they can provide for themselves. But there are those times during the year that they slip below, like a major household expense or a car repair or filling the fuel tank. Things like that will happen to people that cause them to not have enough resources to meet their basic needs. So you got to pay the bill, and then you don't have enough money for food. In this region, about 12% of the people in our region are food insecure. And that's across all the counties, I think, in your listening area. Anywhere from 10 to 15% of the people in the counties here, people are food insecure. And that's just for all individuals. It's much higher for children. Children, about 1 in 5 children in our region lives in a food insecure home. So 1 in 5 kids goes hungry once in a while, a lot, often. It depends, but 1 in 5 children in our area does experience food insecurity sometime.
It took a moment for those numbers to sink in. 1 in 10 individuals and 1 in 5 children. My neighbors, people I see every day, go hungry at least part of the time. The numbers may surprise us some. We don't like to think of hunger being that widespread in our own backyard. What other misconceptions might there be?
I think the biggest misconception is that if people just got a job, they would be able to take care of their needs. The majority of people who receive assistance from food shelves are working. If you get food from a food shelf, you're getting a little bit of food to get you by. They have barriers to good jobs, and that might be lack of education, or it might just be lack of good jobs. People are working really hard to meet their basic needs, and they're cobbling together part-time jobs, trying to make ends meet, but they just can't. And so it's lack of hours, low wages, and lack of good-paying jobs that keeps people from meeting their basic needs.
And what's the role of Second Harvest?
Second Harvest is really, we're really the wholesaler to the retail hunger relief industry in our region. Second Harvest gets in large quantities of donated food from the food industry, retail. You know, we're bringing in hundreds of thousands of pounds of food, and we're distributing it out to the communities where people's needs are met by their neighbors in their own communities. So we're getting the food in, and we're sending it out to almost every community in the region. Almost every community has a food shelf or some kind of a food distribution source for low-income people, whether it's a community cafe, a soup kitchen, a senior dining program, a homeless shelter. You know, all of those agencies are able to get food from Second Harvest. So we're getting food in and sending it out to people who need it. But we also have programs that we run that we directly serve people. And that would be in Grand Rapids, we operate the food shelf that serves the local community. And we also have a kids pack program where we're distributing bags of food to schools to send home with kids who might be hungry over the weekend. We are partnering with a growing number of schools in our community to have a school pantry right on site. So that's a food shelf in a school that serves the families that are in need at that school. And we have a commodity program for seniors. So there's a commodity box of shelf-stable foods that we are providing to low-income seniors in many of the communities in this region.
I toured the food shelf and warehouse of the food bank. Much of the food had been donated, but a significant amount had been purchased as well. I saw shelves of canned, boxed, and processed food, as I'd expected, but I also saw a lot more fresh produce, fruits, and vegetables than I might have expected. Now, these fresh and nutritious foods can come with additional challenges.
But the challenge with produce is that many people don't know what to do with it. So, you know, we have grown up, many of us, not cooking from scratch. And if you are in a low-income situation, fresh produce is often more expensive. Yeah. So you may not have grown up learning how to cook with fresh produce. We try really hard to get as much information out to people to help them use that fresh produce as they can. There will be recipes available pertinent to what vegetables we have at the time. Like when we have beets, we'll have recipes about what to do with beets. We have plenty of recipes of what to do with kale. We get many unique products here at Second Harvest, and even the staff is unfamiliar with how to cook some of this, these great items. So we do our research and we come up with recipes and ways to prepare, store, and take care of produce. And as often as we can too, we'll provide tastings so that a person might be unfamiliar with the inside of this melon look like. Mm-hmm. You know, so we'll cut one up and have people taste it. And that's a great way to help people, you know, get more good healthy food into their diet and learn how to use some of these products.
Moving forward, I asked Sue what her major concern was.
I'm really concerned that there will be cuts to government programs that provide for the basic needs of people at a time when there are so many people who are struggling and are not benefiting from economic recovery. Reducing the benefits to people who aren't making it anyway is really going to make life difficult for those people and consequently for the agencies that help them. People need to eat. They can't move on with their lives. They can't work towards self-sufficiency. They can't be healthy. They can't learn in school if they're hungry.
God, if I could just pack up and go. Hungry for some other face. Hungry for some other place.
Need for Northern Community Radio, I'm Grant Frazier, and this is Close to Home.
I'm tired of seeing the same old road, tired of carrying the same old load, hungry for something I ain't.